Top cop details his plans for the future of department accountability. I'm Michelle Murillo.
A rare Senate hearing today on legislation that would make D.C. the 51st state. On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
WTOP News Time, 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Another heat wave is rolling in out west, but this time record-setting temperatures will hit a bit north. Hero Radio reporter Heather Bosch is in Seattle.
Whether you enjoy the heat.
Oh. I like it. Yeah.
Or not.
No.
Warm western Washington weather should subside midweek, but move into the 90s by the weekend in an area that's not generally used to or prepared for it.
You know, up here, air conditioning isn't much of a thing.
Hot, dry weather helped fuel last year's record fire season in the West. This year's is off to an early start. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
Police haven't said what caused the man to shoot and kill an officer and one other person in a shopping district near Denver. The shooter was also killed by responding officers. An NFL player comes out as gay.
I'm Peter King. Las Vegas Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib made the announcement on his Instagram account, not for attention, but he says for inclusion.
I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
Will this make it easier for other LGBTQ athletes to do the same? Richard Lapchick heads the Institute for Sport and Social Justice at the University of Central Florida.
I think this will open the door, and when they see the welcoming that he gets, that they'll be more likely to come out.
Doctors in Missouri say a Delta variant is causing one of the biggest spikes of COVID in the country right now. KOLR TV reporter Bailey Stroll.
Local physician Dennis Robinson says the symptoms he's seeing are harder to pinpoint.
A lot of the people coming in think they have allergies, and we test them and they have COVID. They didn't think they were that sick, but some of them have terrible diarrhea and stomach aches.
This thing could stick around another year and keep running through our people unless we achieve herd immunity.
And Dr. Sam Alexander at Cox Health says getting the shot is the only key to winning the battle.
This upswing is going to cause deaths. There's going to be people you know that are going to die because you were not vaccinated.
The CDC says 60% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated. A lifeguard shortage may keep more kids out of the water in Philadelphia this summer. There are nearly 400 vacancies, so city officials will have to shut down dozens of public pools.
It's like taking a fish out of the water. Some kids are just born to be swimming, you know, during summertime.
Some parents say the pool also provides a sense of safety amid increased gun violence. The United Nations is warning of the worst cascade of human rights setbacks in our lifetimes. The UN rights chief highlighted the situation in China, Russia, and Ethiopia, saying one of the biggest problems is racism. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 103 on Tuesday, June 21st, 2021. 75 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following this hour. 3 years after journalists were gunned down inside the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, a jury will finally be seated this week to hear the case against the man responsible.
Jared Ramos admitted he killed five journalists inside the Capital Gazette newsroom, pleading guilty to 23 counts in October 2019. This week, attorneys will select the jurors who will decide if Ramos was sane during the crime. Judge Michael Walk says he plans to summon 300 jurors for selection in what's expected to be a three-week trial. Part of the pretrial hearings determine jurors and witnesses will wear clear face shields rather than masks, so expression and emotion will not be lost during the trial. If Ramos is found not criminally responsible, he'll spend the rest of his life in a psychiatric hospital instead of a prison. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
A Fairfax County police officer accused of using excessive force, including deploying a taser against a black man, is asking a judge to dismiss the charges against him. Tyler Timberlake says he has learned that the Office of Commonwealth Attorney Steve Descano hasn't turned over a lengthy police report a 911 call, a bystander video of last year's incident, and an interview with the victim. Timberlake was arrested on misdemeanor assault and battery charges last June. In a response, prosecutors say Discano's office has complied with the judge's order on evidence, pointing out that it requires such materials only be produced no later than 60 days before the trial, which is set to begin in September of 2022. 5 past the hour now, Prince George's County's new police chief says he's already working on accountability and diversity plans in the department.
In a Monday night virtual community conversation, Chief Malik Aziz said some recommendations by groups like Black Lives Matter are already in effect.
De-escalation is a big part of my administration, but it's been a big part of Prince George's County. Banning chokeholds and strangleholds, those are things that we've done.
And going forward, he'll continue to marry more recommendations into 21st century policing.
Lay the foundation of what police service should be, and we will expect nothing less.
As for diversity on the force, he says he's already talking to people in the Black, El Salvadorian, and LGBTQ communities, among others, for advice on better recruiting people in those communities who may have an interest in becoming officers. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
The D.C. region is the 15th most segregated metropolitan region in America. That's the result of a new study from the University of California, Berkeley. That study places the Baltimore-Towson region one spot higher in 14th place. Study is based on census data and is the first time that every major American city and metropolitan area has been ranked by its level of segregation. MARC trains and buses will resume full service on August 30th. Service has been operating on a limited schedule since November of last year because of low ridership, and theoretically fares will rise on June 27th for Metro, bus, and rail, but the state plans to use federal funds from the latest COVID relief package to offset the fare hikes and keep the rates the same through next June. Traffic and weather next on WTOP. It's 107.
Hi, it's Rita Kessler. When you're in the mood to treat yourself to a good meal, where do you go? I go to Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. You can't go wrong with their wide array of fire-roasted meats. I just had the most mouth-watering bone-in ribeye. So juicy and full of flavor. I also love the perfectly cooked picanha, both included in Fogo's full churrasco experience, plus the market table with soup and fresh salads, and don't forget those yummy side dishes. Experience Fogo de Chão for yourself in Bethesda, Tysons, and Penn Quarter. Make reservations at Fogo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you've put off doctor visits during the pandemic, now is a good time to call your pediatrician and get caught up. Children and teens need regular checkups with their doctor to make sure their development is on track, to talk about nutrition and behavior, and to get the vaccines they need to stay healthy. It's safe and your pediatrician wants to hear from you. For more on children's health during COVID-19, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
With new information on coronavirus coming constantly,
it's just very confusing for everybody.
It can be hard to keep track of every detail. Sign up for WTOP's coronavirus briefing. Our daily email hits your inbox each night, bringing you the latest local